From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Taylor Teagarden hit a grand slam in the bottom of the sixth inning, giving the Mets a 6-2 win over the Brewers in the first of three from Citi Field last night. Daniel Murphy also went deep for New York. Ron Renicki said walks were a problem for Marco Estrada.
Next thing you know, you got bases loaded. I thought we were fine when we had the 1-2 count on Teagarden, but makes a pitch, a fastball up in the zone.
Brewers and Mets will play again tonight. The Spurs used a scorching start and held on to beat the Heat in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. San Antonio went off for 41 points in the first quarter, hitting 19 of their first 21 shots on the way to a 21-point halftime lead. Game 4 is tomorrow night in South Beach. The Kings can close out the Stanley Cup Final with a win over the Rangers tonight. They lead that series 3-0. The game is at Madison Square Garden. The Woodchucks rained out at Kenosha last night. They'll play a double dip tonight. You can hear it on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9 starting at 4:45. And the Packers continue their OTA workouts this week. One guy who's looking good, according to Mike McCarthy, is Brian Bulaga.
I mean, Brian Bulaga looks good. I mean, we're in the OTA practices, and I think our pass under pressure drill has been good. So we've been getting some work there with the sets. So the individual work is what I think our line coaches do a great job of. So he's getting exactly what he needs. He's stronger. He weighs a little more than he has in the past, so he's having a heck of a spring.
Stevens Point and Pittsfield earned trips to the state baseball tournament with sectional victories yesterday. Bayport knocked off Wausau West Ashwaubenon over D.C. Everest. Green Bay Notre Dame eliminated Mosinee. Wyoega Fremont got past Athens, and it was Nielsville losing to Westby. That's sports. I'm Tom King.